Hi, this is ETF.com's Exchange Traded Fridays podcast, a weekly podcast covering developments in the ETF industry. My name is Sumeet Roy, and I'm senior analyst for ETF.com. This week, we're talking with Lisa Mantle, global head of Goldman Sachs ETF Accelerator. Lisa, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, everyone knows who Goldman Sachs is, but not everyone is familiar with your ETF Accelerator. So why don't we just start there? What is the Goldman Sachs ETF Accelerator?
Yeah, for sure. So Goldman Sachs ETF Accelerator is a digital platform that enables our clients to quickly and efficiently launch, list, and manage their ETFs. And we really decided to launch ETF Accelerator for, you know, really one simple reason. Our clients needed us to. You know, what we observed is after the ETF rule in 2019, we had dozens and dozens of our core institutional clients call Goldman Sachs and state that they wanted to get into the active ETF market. They believed it was their next evolution of growth as an investment manager, but they really didn't know how to launch ETFs. Because at that point, for our clients, entering the ETF space was really a decision between doing it yourself, so building it in-house, or buying an existing ETF issuer via an acquisition. So we really wanted to introduce this third option for our clients as the first to market institutional outsource solution to, again, launch, list, and manage ETFs for our clients.
That's great. And Lisa, can you talk about what differentiates your platform and specifically what differentiates it versus, say, the white label offerings that are out there?
Yeah, for sure. To start, we are not a white labeler. I think some people get a little confused with that, understandably. You know, we are a service provider. We are not a white labeler. And I think that's a really key difference in several ways, but most notably that the ETF belongs solely to our client, not Goldman Sachs, to our client. That means that the ETF is branded exclusively by our client's name, not Goldman Sachs. We are really a service provider. We're not an advisor. We're not a sub-advisor or any of the other roles commonly assumed by white label firms. And I think that's a real differentiator because then our clients have this ability to join onto our platform without a lifelong commitment to Goldman Sachs or any of the other providers. And so I think that actually is, you know, one of the key differences. And I would say there's a couple of other things that we continue to hear from our clients in terms of how they think Goldman Sachs ETF Accelerator is differentiated. I think it really starts with our broker-dealer capabilities. You know, one of the most unique value propositions we can deliver to our clients is Goldman Sachs' role as a world-leading broker-dealer. You know, Goldman is an authorized participant. We're one of the world's largest authorized participants. We're a market maker. We provide liquidity to our clients every single day. We're in every asset class in all regions of the world and have decades of experience in the ETF markets. So I think that uniqueness of having the broker-dealer as part of ETF Accelerator is really unique. And then I think a couple of other things that we, again, hear from our clients is the global nature of the platform. You know, we are the only global service provider in the ETF space. So our clients can onboard the ETF Accelerator and we can serve as that single relationship that allows them to launch and access, quite honestly, the globe between US, Europe. We're agnostic to 40 Act or UCITS ETFs or 33 Act. And we have a very global team. You know, the ETF Accelerator team is across three different regions in five cities. And that really allows our clients to truly broaden their footprint across the globe. And I think the last one I would say that we continue to hear is just this concept, I'll say, of, I guess the best way to say it is safety and soundness. You know, Goldman has been serving institutional clients for more than 150 years. We're a publicly traded company with a $1.6 trillion balance sheet. And we're really, I hope everyone believes this, you know, that we're known for our strong risk management. And that really has resonated for our clients. And so I would say those are really the things that we hear as the differentiators.
That's great. And can you talk about kind of the cost of launching a fund and how long it takes, Lisa, and how does that compare to, say, the competitors?
Sure. You know, that's really what we think our value proposition here is. You know, what we were hearing from clients when they were going the do it themselves route and building it within their own organizations, it was taking them 2 years or even more than that from the second they said they wanted to get into the active ETF space to when they actually launched. They were having to hire dozens of people, and that's significant upfront cost. And so our service level agreement with our clients and our value proposition is that we're going to get you to market much more quickly than that and cheaper and efficiently. So our agreement with clients is 6 months for that first ETF. You know, that includes a 2-month buffer to really onboard onto our platform, do the contract negotiation. You know, look, we've seen that contract negotiation take 48 hours and we've seen it take months. So a lot of that is in our clients' control. And then obviously subsequent ETFs, 4 months, which is really driven, as you know, by the 75-day SEC review period. And then in terms of, you know, how does pricing work? You know, Goldman Sachs ETF Accelerator is very modular by design. We wanted to build it very, very flexibly. As we know, all investment managers are just not created equal. So pricing is very dependent on how clients want to consume the offering. Some people want every single bell and whistle, and some people, you know, have more capacity or capability in their organization. And so that's the biggest factor in pricing, is what do they want to consume? And that really allows us to craft the right solution for each individual client.
That's great. And, you know, before we started recording this podcast, you know, you told me that, you know, you're seeing increased demand from institutional investors who are seeking to convert their existing strategies. Lisa, can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We continue to hear from clients that they need to offer the vehicle of choice for the next generation of wealth, which is clear the ETF wrapper. You know, I have 3 kids. What do they want? And when they think about investments, they want a transparent product. They want something that's exchange traded, and they want it in the most tax efficient wrapper. And I think what you're seeing, you know, across all of these different conversions, if it's mutual funds, right, there's been 75 US mutual fund ETF conversions to date. Or now you're starting to see this trend of SMA to ETF conversion. You know, we just launched a few weeks ago for Eagle Capital Management. That was our first SMA to ETF conversion off of the platform. But you know, the problem is that trend is continuing. People want to convert, but if you're a smaller issuer, you don't have that infrastructure to process these conversions at a meaningful scale. And so we think there is a significant opportunity for ETF Accelerator to provide a solution for clients who want to convert those existing strategies, but might not have been able to because they didn't have the ability to lease the infrastructure, which is essentially what we're doing.
So it certainly sounds like you have a very attractive service here, Lisa. Can you talk about progress of the business since Goldman Sachs introduced it in November of 2022? You know, are there specific funds you could talk about that have launched using the ETF Accelerator?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I think we are absolutely thrilled with the progress to date. You know, we have a little over $2.5 billion of assets on the platform. That really started last October when we announced, you know, the first funds being launched, three ETFs actually by Brandeis Investment Partners out on the West Coast. We followed that in November with GMO. They launched their first active ETF via the platform off of their quality strategy. And then I think I just mentioned, you know, a few weeks ago, Eagle and their ETF launch via SMA conversion. But look, I think what's been really fun is we're engaged with over 200 managers across the globe. And I think we're continue to be very impressed by the wide variety of use cases for organizations looking to launch ETFs. You know, one trend that you might find interesting is that we continue to see how the global nature of our business really matters. You know, we've seen interest from US-based clients that want to launch ETFs in Europe, as well as European-based clients who want to launch funds in the US. And so it's been really interesting, challenging, and quite honestly, a ton of fun.
And what are you focused on, you know, in the year ahead or even over the long term to kind of improve the service and get more, you know, clients?
Yeah, I think right now we are laser focused on laying the groundwork for our European business. And, you know, look, we have the right team. We have a cross-functional team of 80 people across US, Europe, and India. And I think the big milestones right now that we're focused on for this year is launching our first fixed income ETF. And so Brandis, GMO, and Eagle Capital, those are all equity-based ETFs. And so we're really excited. We have a number of fixed income ETFs in the pipeline. So you'll see that from ETF Accelerator this year. We will launch our first UCITS ETF in the next couple of months, which is also just a massive achievement and a big milestone for us. And I think it's like continuing to tick off all of these different use cases that we were talking about. You know, it's hedge funds, it's RIAs, it's, you know, asset managers, of course. There's just so many different types of investment managers who are finding these use cases for ETFs. And I think we want to just be able to, you know, tick every single one of those off so that people understand that it's not just for asset managers. You can be any type of investment manager and still find a use for an ETF. And then I think the last, you know, thing that we're very focused on is this is a technology platform. And so the continued delivery of technology this year, and, you know, that'll continue into 25 and 26. You know, this is a scale play. You know, we had been doing everything that you need to list, launch, and manage an ETF within the halls and walls of Goldman Sachs. And, you know, we really went to our president and our CEO and said, we're doing all of these things, but can we pull it together onto a technology platform, expose it to our clients for the first time to enable them to try out the active ETF space without this massive, you know, time commitment and or upfront cost?
And Lisa, you're obviously talking to clients and potential clients all the time. Have you, you know, sussed out any trends in the ETF space by talking to them? What kind of, you know, ETFs are really popular?
Yeah, there's definitely, I would say, the amount of fixed income conversations we're having feels like that is an uptick. But I would just say broadly, active ETF momentum continues. I mean, it's crazy. It's like a new record is almost every day. You know, when you just look about the sheer AUM in active ETFs at the end of, you know, the first quarter, so at the end of March, like it's $760 billion. Like that's $66 billion just this year, which is, again, another record. And so I think what you're seeing is active ETFs, like they had, everyone was talking about them last year. It was all the rage, and that's not going away. I think they're continue to remain in very high demand. And as that's happening, you know, what we're hearing from clients is, you know, their end investors are asking them, what's your ETF strategy? You know, we've had clients approach us and say that they have, you know, perhaps an institutional investor, perhaps an RIA that really loves their strategy, but have said the only way that they're going to invest is with the most, you know, exchange traded, transparent, and tax efficient vehicle, which is an ETF. And so I think it's been really interesting to hear from clients that their end investors are asking them for the product. And I think that's been a catalyst for, you know, just this continued growth in active ETFs.
And before I let you go, Lisa, I want to ask you, you know, what your long-term ambitions are when it comes to the ETF Accelerator. You talked about having, you know, a few billion dollars in AUM in the funds that you've launched so far. How big can that become?
Yeah, I mean, I think our long-term ambition is probably the same as our short-term and our medium-term, which is we have to continue to deliver the value proposition to clients. We wanted to make sure we were reducing the barriers to entry to get into the active ETF space, right? Those having to hire those people, having that huge upfront cost, and we take that incredibly seriously. And so for all of our clients, you know, what we want to make sure is that we are getting them to market with all the safety and soundness, all of the expertise, all of our risk management capabilities, with really safe infrastructure. And so that is our value proposition, is remove those barriers to entry, get our clients into market at 6 months or less for that first ETF. And I think if we can keep doing that, I think the long-term ambitions are really, you know, endless. I think we have a lot of belief and passion that, you know, active ETFs at this point are about 7% of ETF AUM. I'm not sure where that's going to go. I don't have a crystal ball, but I guarantee you, I shouldn't say guarantee because I can't guarantee anything. I definitely think that, you know, that that's just going to continue to creep higher and higher and higher. And then it has, you know, just this effect. It's just a circular kind of effect that other managers are then, we need to get into the active ETF space as well. And so I am very, very bullish on all of the data that we see in active ETFs. And I think ETF Accelerator is going to be the beneficiary of that.
Well, fantastic. Lisa, we're going to have to leave it there. This was a really fascinating discussion. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find this and all other Exchange Traded Fridays episodes on ETF.com or on any major podcast platform. See you next week.